Motion on the floor is Frank Ashley in alphabetical order, Don Gates, Martha Saunders, and Mike Sherman.
That's UWF Presidential Search Committee Chair Mort O'Sullivan calling for a vote to name the four finalists to succeed Dr. Judy Benz as UWF president. The motion passed by a 14-6 vote. Those four candidates, Frank Ashley, Don Gates, Martha Saunders, and Mike Sherman, will return to the university campus for final meetings and interview sessions beginning this weekend. O'Sullivan says things will move rather quickly over the next 10 days.
The first candidate will start with dinner on the evening of the 11th. And have through about 2 o'clock on Monday the 12th. The second candidate will start at noon on the 12th and go through dinner. And the third and fourth candidates will be on the 13th and 14th, Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively.
During Tuesday morning's meeting, seven current and former members of the UWF staff and faculty spoke during the public comment session. Most spoke against Senator Gates. Dr. Jonathan Fink, an associate professor in the Department of English, spoke out against Gates' support for allowing guns on campus.
I ask you today to consider the following scenario. When there is an active shooter on a college campus, university police are trained to isolate the shooter and respond accordingly. When civilians with firearms are introduced into the situation, the clarity and efficacy of the police response are undermined, and, in my opinion, the lives of those we love who serve on the university or college campus are further in danger.
Also speaking out against the candidacy of Senator Gates was Dr. Remy Goujon, an associate professor of anthropology at UWF.
I'm a little alarmed at the warm response that Mr. Gates has been receiving from the committee and from reports in the press. His ideas, which range from the unproven notion that universities should be run like businesses, to the dismissal of research outside of commercial applications, to advocating for guns on campus, these ideas are nothing short of radically detrimental to the long-term survival of this university.
In the end, however, Gates made it to the final four along with UWF Provost Martha Saunders. There were two finalists from out of town. One is Frank Ashley, who currently is serving as an executive with the College Board. That's the company that, among other things, runs the SAT.
He impressed the majority of us on the committee to vote to see him come back again to visit. He was very astute and well conducted himself very well on his interview last week.
The fourth finalist is Mike Sherman.
He is at the University of Akron and carried himself tremendously well during the interview process, and I could see from and heard again today from the comments, I'm not at all surprised that he has been included to be asked to visit us on our second round of interviews.
Those interviews will be followed by a final meeting of the search committee on Thursday morning, September 15th. Immediately following that meeting will be a special meeting of the UWF Board of Trustees, where they will choose the next president of the University of West Florida. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.